News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Kevin McPartin is with us. He is Fuels for Ireland Chief Executive. The significance and the impact of the blockade of Foynes, Galway and Whitegate is what?
Well, what it means is that in total about 50% of all of the fuel that is sold in Ireland is going through those three facilities. So with those three facilities blocked off, that's 50% of the fuel which is now not getting to forecourts. And when we talk about not getting to forecourts, let's understand what that means. That means 50% of households in Ireland, 50% of businesses in Ireland are not going to be able to get fuel if this is allowed to continue. I find it interesting that the Taoiseach talks about a national sabotage and then we don't seem to be responding to that. To me, if you have the head of government talking about a national sabotage, then that would demand some sort of response from the state. And the Gardaí standing back, leaning on squad cars, watching this, isn't what we need here. We need to ensure that people can get fuel. And it's not just you and me, Anton. You know, we can cope without, you know, going off wherever we were planning to go this evening. But there are also critical workers. I'm not saying you're not critical. I'm definitely not. but critical workers and emergency services
50%
also.
Of fuel supply. So you said the 50% comes in through to Foynes, Whitegate and Galway. How long before that will actually show up in the forecourt? How many days of blockages and what's Dublin's capacity to take up the slack?
Well, one of the things we talked about when we were talking about the very rapid increase in price was the pattern of restocking in service stations. Some will restock several times a day, some every few days, okay? When you get outside of Dublin, the speed slows down a little bit. So you haven't seen an instant impact, but the Galway terminal has been blockaded for 48 hours now, or close to 48 hours. We've already had stockouts in a couple of sites in the west of Ireland. If this continues for very much longer, we will have scores of forecourts running without fuel. And because this is a regionalised thing, you're right to point out ask what Dublin can do. But at the moment, this is a regionalised thing, so it's the Western Seaboard into the South East and the Midlands are most affected. Dublin cannot pick up all of the slack because we're a just-in-time model. The logistics are only in place to serve their normal use. So we don't have twice as many trucks in Dublin. We don't have twice as many drivers to be able to just pick up the slack. So it's going to get into prioritisation.
Now, it begs the question, if they have blockaded Galway and Foynes and Whitegate, why not Dublin Port?
We don't want to go there. 50% of the total fuel goes to that one facility. It's the port that supplies Dublin Airport, for example, as well. So we know that Gardaí have been a little bit more active in preventing the protesters getting to Dublin Port. That has to continue. But also they need to free up access to the other terminals.
We're going to be speaking to Minister for Agriculture a little bit later in the programme. From the perspective of Fuels for Ireland, what is it you believe he and his government colleagues should be doing?
Well, I think government now have to move out of the engagement phase with the protesters and move into enforcement.
The protesters say they never went into an engagement phase and made it very clear that they would not speak to them and that's part of the problem.
Well, I'm thinking more about the policing response and the Gardaí talk about being in the engagement phase. That has to stop. We have to get into some sort of enforcement. I have huge sympathy with the issues that the protesters are raising. You know, they are paying very, very high prices, higher than almost anywhere else in Europe. They're paying more tax than almost anywhere else in Europe. And that needs to be addressed. So I'm not ignoring that fact. But they talk about doing this for the community. They are really going to badly impact the communities that they claim to represent if they prevent them getting fuel.
Kevin, thank you very much. That is Kevin McPartin, who is Fuels for Ireland Chief Executive.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.